In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. God keeps sowing every day, everywhere. And sowing means speaking, because the seed that we heard about today is the Word of God. So God is the sower, and He goes everywhere, and He throws the seeds. Meaning that God speaks always, all the time, to all people everywhere. And God communicates with us through His Word. God speaks through these things, through the events, through the seeds. So God speaks basically through these seeds that He throws every single day. And God is alive. That's why He speaks. And if God does not speak, it means one of two things. Either God is not alive, which is a huge problem, or we are deaf, which is another problem also that's very, very hard to deal with. So basically, no one can live, and the whole world cannot continue running without God speaking, without God's word, without God sustaining the world. It's very, very, very important. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ said it, and it was also said in the Old Testament, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We cannot live without God's word, without God speaking. If God does not speak, let me put it this way, this world will stop. But God is alive, and God speaks all the time. And that's why he gave this parable that He's a sower and He threw the seeds everywhere. We want to meditate a little bit first on Him, the sower. Because it's amazing what God is doing, really. The first point here, that He is a clever sower. He sows anywhere. Didn't you notice that He threw the seeds even in the wayside? It's almost like the cement, like the asphalt. He throws seeds there. Where are thorns? He threw seeds also. He said, I can bring something out of it. I can do something with that. Let me do something a little bit crazy, but will show you what God is doing. Because I see that God is amazing. For example, I have some seeds and I want to sow. I don't go outside to the soil. So what I decide to do is come here in the church where there's nice carpet, very clean, and then say, okay, I want to do some seeding here. And actually, I want a lot of things to go on, so I'm going to throw more. Don't worry, I'm going to clean that afterwards. Or I get some deacons to clean it. God does that. Why? These people will never hear. These seeds will never bring forth fruits. So that I cannot stop speaking. Regardless of what people react to the seeds, to the word, He will continue to speak His word. Speaks in so many languages. Not only through His word, which is the word of God, the Bible, which is the main way where God speaks. Not only through quiet time, not only through Bible study and liturgy and sermons, but God speaks through events. Someone very materialistic, and he will never hear the word of God. How does God speak to him? Sends him money, raise, bonus, anything. He speaks in any language. People like gifts, he's going to send gifts. People like sunshine, if they want a good day, they're going to have, like, they must see sunshine. Okay, I'll give you sunshine. Why? Because I want to give you a good day. I want to throw my seeds. I want to throw my love. I want to tell you that I'm speaking to you. If you like sunshine, you go in the morning and you see it. That's God is speaking to you. If you like good weather, shouldn't live here. I mean, you go and here is a good weather. God is speaking to you also. In Hebrews St. Paul said, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son. He spoke in so many various ways. He spoke through the prophets, and eventually He spoke through His only begotten Son, that the Lord Jesus came and showed His love to everyone. God speaks through health and through sickness, through trouble. Sometimes He gets even harsh or too gentle. Why? He's speaking in both ways. When He bruises, He speaks. And when He heals, He speaks. As it said in the book of Job, that for He bruises, but He binds up. And in both ways, He speaks different messages. He wounds, but His hands make whole. He will heal in the end. Why? He's speaking something different. He tries in so many ways. The second point is that He is a generous sower. You think I'm generous here through some seeds? No. He's way generous. Speaking over and over and over. He's so generous in His words. Whether the Word of God, whether the sermons, whether the Bible, whether the message, or whether the gifts. People like gifts. Sometimes you wonder, why is God blessing these people? He's speaking to them their language. He's still speaking. He's still throwing seeds. Lord, don't you want to get some good investment out of that? No, I will speak regardless. I will speak regardless. I will never stop. He continues to send the Son every single day. He continues the blessing. He continues rays after rays. And He continues to send messages through different people day after day. What is this? This is the generosity of God. When you hear the same message over and over again, it's not a repetition. But God is good. He's generous. Wants to the message to get there. And when you see the blessings coming, know that God is speaking loud and clear to you. He said that First Epistle to Timothy, where St. Paul said, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but to trust in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. I like this verse because it shows the generosity of God. He gives us. He is the living God, number one. He is alive. And because He's alive, He continues to give every single day. Every blessing you have is from Him. Let me put it this way. Every gift that God gives comes with a card that has a message. Of course, when people bring you a gift with a card, especially men, they have to be very smart and open the card first and read the card and then open the gift. If you do vice versa, you get in trouble, especially if it's from wife. So you read the card first because it has the message. A lot of times we don't do that with God. We open the gift first. We enjoy the gift, and sometimes, I don't want to say sometimes, maybe most of the times, we don't even open the card to see what is the message that is coming with this gift. What is it? Only when we're in trouble, then we say, maybe God is trying to say something. Not only in trouble, but when he's giving us richly. He's saying something. Maybe He's saying, I want you to enjoy. I want to bless your life. I'm so rich, and I want to fill your life with riches. He speaks, and God must be speaking. God does not do anything aimlessly. Not a bonus that comes to you, not a blessing, not a trial, not a sickness comes without a message, without a purpose. That God wants something from this. He wants to say something out of that. But he will continue to speak. God also is a patient sower. I will not wait on these seeds to grow. I will clean them because I know that they will never grow. Or maybe, even though this is carpet, like it's not that bad. If we water it, maybe can find some roots here and there in the carpet and can grow. But he threw seeds on the wayside. And he was waiting for that. Very patiently. For years. Speaks over and over and over again. And he waits. As he said in the last part of the gospel, bear fruit with patience. So patient. That does not mean that he does not speak. Or he's silent. No. But he's just patient. And he continues to send messages one after one. So, this great, patient, generous, and clever sower, how does he want us to deal with him when he speaks to us? When God says something, what are we supposed to do? How do we interact with his word? Basically, God wants us to receive his word and preserve it with depth, or keep it with depth. God wants us to receive his words because it will save our souls. I want to tell you that one word from God created heaven and earth. So you don't want a word from God to save your soul? St. James said that, receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your soul. And he even said implanted, like the seeds. Receive it. Put it there. Because it will save your soul. God said a word, let there be light. And light was made. Just by the voice of God. By the word of God. So, must be eager to really hear his voice. Because once we hear it, it will be a source of life for us. And it will strengthen us. It will strengthen our faith. Because if God is silent in our lives, maybe he's not alive in our lives. That's why it was said here that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Where does faith come from? When God speaks, I hear it, and I see it happening. Say, wow, God is really there. God is speaking to me. Okay, so the first point is God wants us to receive the word. Recognize that this is a message from God, and take it. There is a personalized message from God to you. It will be a source of life for you. If I ask you a question, what was God's message to you lately? What will you say? What did God speak to you lately? Was God telling you a continuous, a constant message lately? What was God's message for you lately? Some people will say, God has been trying to tell me that he is full of grace, that he is strong, that I have to depend on him. God has been trying to tell me that I need to grow in faith or in knowing him. Or God has been trying to teach me patience or love. God has been convicting me about loving others. But the worst answer is God. You know, if you tell me that God has been rebuking me and God has been so harsh in his messages with me, this is good. This is a good sign. But the worst sign is God hasn't been talking to me. I don't know. What message? What are you talking about? How God speaks to us? So many various ways. But God, and God continues to speak every single day. But you must be hearing and listening to his word. God speaks through the quiet time, if you're doing that, or through the readings, or through the events. As I said, many events happening in your life. The personalized word. Don't say God is trying to teach us. Abuna taught us today in the church. Doesn't matter. What is God's message to you personally? We preach a message here. The gospel is read here. But what is the message personally? Where did it highlight for you? It's very important to know that. What if I don't understand? That's why you pray the litany of the gospel. Lord, give us to understand your word and make it life for us, to make it personalized for us. Make us to understand the events. Lord, this happened in my life. What does that mean? I don't understand. And God will give you understanding. Daniel the prophet asked that. God, give me understanding. And the book of Daniel said, and the angel of the Lord came to him, and he gave him understanding. He told him, Daniel, man of God, understand. This is the word. Because he asked. Just tell me, show me. Give me understanding. An Orthodox priest from the Easter Church went through cancer experience, and he wrote a very nice book. It's good to have, especially for those who are in trials. It says, "Do not waste your sorrows. Do not waste your sorrows. When you have sorrow, has a message, has a purpose. A lot of times we get the pain, but we don't get the message. Sometimes it's nice when I get the gift." And not get the message, not the end of the world. But it's so painful to get just the pain of the disease or the problem or the trial and never get the message. If there is any sickness, there is a message after that. Not only something huge, even little things. It's not a coincidence that even you have a cold, there is a message. God is trying to speak, to say something. Through the events, through every event, through everything, God speaks. He is throwing His seeds. Don't waste your fasting without getting a message. You're here for a liturgy a couple of hours. You don't get out of here without a personal message. God speaks through the prayer and through the word, through the readings. Sometimes God speaks to you through the person next to you who's praying from the depth of his heart. That's a message. You go out and say, God taught me a lesson today because I've seen someone who prayed like no one. That's a great message from God. But God has to speak. So we must receive the word. We must get it. We must get it. Okay? The second point is that we have to preserve it or keep it. Keep it. Take it serious. When God sends you a message in a quiet time, very important to write it down. Because God is speaking. At least that you write it down. When you got a message from a retreat, also keep it. That on this retreat, on that day, I went to that retreat and God really spoke to me about that. It's very important. Why is the word of God, the Bible, is with us? Why? Because people of God heard God's voice, put it down. Because it's so precious. We can't just leave it like this. We have to write it down. Not only write it down. That's not only the way to keep it. But review that. Go over that over and over and over again. Go over the old journals. And the old miracles. The other day, we were meeting with His Holiness, like a week ago, when He was here for some checkup. He met with us and He said, are you writing the miracles that God is doing in your life every day, or you're not? Because God is alive. And God is working. And if we don't do that, it means that God is not alive. And He is alive. He is alive and He is speaking. We have to take it. We have to put it down, write it. Not only write it, share it with people. Share the message with people. That's one of the ways that you can never forget the word. Get a sermon here. God spoke to you. Go and tell a friend. Today, God spoke to me about so and so. That's God's message to me. I was in a retreat last week, and God spoke to me about this and this. This is how to keep the word of God. This is how to keep the word of God. Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Keep it precious. We'll take a good care of it. People see your nice car, tell them that's a blessing from God. Let me tell you a miracle about that. How I got this. You see something nice that you have, tell them it's a blessing from God. Do you see a scar in your face? Tell them that's a miracle because I went through an accident that I could have lost my life. But God did something great to me. Through everything, God is speaking. But we forget because God's word sometimes is not a priority. And sometimes it's not that precious to us that we really keep it and remember it. We forget the things that do not matter to us, right? These are the things that we forget. Other things that really matter to us, we keep it. We memorize it. We put it down. I want to remember this date. I want to remember this time. I want to remember this phone number. I will keep it. I will record it because I want to keep it. David said that in a psalm. It's a beautiful psalm, 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What are his benefits? Who forgives all your iniquities. That's the best gift that God gave me. With every confession, with every forgiveness, God is a giver. God is speaking his mercy to me. Who heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like eagles. We must keep it. Preserve it. The third point here is we have to keep it with depth. Little deeper. Because you could receive the word today, but you keep it in your ears. It will be no good. You will lose it in a matter of hours. But take it a little bit deeper than the ears. A little bit deeper to the heart. Interact with it. The word of God is exactly like food. That's why Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Why? Because it's like food. Unless you digest it and it becomes a part of you, and unless the food becomes blood, it's no good. You could eat food, but if you don't digest, you lose it and you benefit nothing out of that. Take it deeper. He said about one of the seeds that fell on the rocks that didn't have depth. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. It's nice to the ears. We love to hear nice words, positive words, but that's about it. And those who have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation, they fall away. God's word is actually nice words. You hear it and it's nice to your ears. But you take it deeper. Until it becomes a part of your will. What does that mean? That I take this and I practice it today. That's the word came from the ears to the brain to the will. And maybe part of the emotions. That it becomes a part of you, that moves you, and moves you permanently. Take it with depth. St. Paul said this word, which is beautiful. For the word of God is living and powerful. living, means it's alive, cannot contain it, and it does not change you unless you take it very superficially and it goes away. But if you keep it inside, it will change your life. The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. كلمة الله حية وفعالة وأقوى من كل زيف ذي حدين. How many sermons and words we heard, and how many times we read the Bible and had great encouragement from God. What are these things now? Do we know them by heart? Do you know the interactions where God really spoke loudly and clearly on our lives, in our lives or not? In the end, they say that God speaks. God wants to speak to us. That's how He communicates. And when He says something, so powerful. Just His word is a living word. It's able to do things. We need to hear this word in order to give us life. Because it's a living word, it's going to give us life. Good life. Life of encouragement. Positive life. Successful life. Blessed life. But we must have life from the living God. Here are two verses about that. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear and your soul shall live. Your soul shall live only if you get the word and get it. Just get the word inside of you and it will give you life. Isn't that amazing? That's a promise from God. Come to me, hear what I'm trying to tell you, really get it deep down in your heart, and just my word will change you. It will give you life. And the Lord Jesus Christ even said it in the New Testament more clearer. He said, most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead, which is all of us dead in sins, or anyone who's dead in sin, will hear the voice of the Son of God. And those who hear will live. Those who hear will live. That's a powerful word. That's a living word. This word is for us to give us life. God does not speak that we become deaf, or else we're wasting our life. We're wasting messages. And we're wasting nice seeds that can bring very, very good fruits and good plants in our hearts. Must understand how God is speaking to me personally, through events, through His words, through every day, through every encounter, that I may live, that I may hear Him, and when I hear Him, I will live. That's an encouragement. And He will continue to speak, and He will continue to throw His seeds, and He will continue to implant things in us, because He wants us to be just as living as Him. He's a living God, and He wants us to be alive. And glory be to God forever and ever.